The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Now I'm joined in studio by Mary Kenny, journalist, writer and feminist activist, to speak about her new book, Am I a Feminist, Are You? Mary, thanks for coming in to speak to us on The Last Word.
It's an honour to be asked.
Tell us a little bit about the book, or why you decided to put all these thoughts down in one place.
Well, I suppose everybody says they're a feminist today, but I think the questions that have been around feminism for the past 40 or 50 years deserve looking at again and going through them, you know. Everything from whether women should be called actors or actresses to, you know, the experience of pregnancy today and or equal pay, of course, which
we've just been discussing. We'll come back to that. Now, you were a founding member of the Irish Women's Liberation Movement, but you say that you have modified some of your radical ideas from the past, but you're not rejecting feminism.
Well, I suppose in the 1970s, it was the things that were on the agenda were different from what they're today. You know, I mean, there are some things that are the same, but I think that, you know, there was a lot of modernisation that had to be done, I think, in Irish society at that time. I mean, women didn't sit on juries, for example, and it was very unusual to meet with a woman presenter in a radio studio, actually.
Well, we still have our problems. How far have we come, do you think?
Well, I just think the agenda has probably changed a lot, you know, in many ways. I'm delighted to see all the positive things. You see a lot of women top lawyers, a lot of women in media, a lot of women in medicine. But one of the reasons why there isn't equal pay right across the board, according to the people who crunch the numbers, and I'm looking at a more kind of universal picture, if you like, is that women tend to choose to do more part-time work. Women in their 20s tend to have this equal pay with men on the whole, but later on they choose to do more part-time work. Women choose to go into safer jobs. They don't go into such risky jobs. And high-risk jobs often bring more pay. This brings up the general pay of men. You'll see a lot of male workers in dangerous jobs, digging the streets, digging tunnels, making in railways and so on. You hardly ever see a woman doing that kind of job, although there's no reason why she shouldn't. It's because women don't choose to do those jobs, and those jobs are riskier jobs, and all the statistics which show accidents at work show that men have at least 10 times as high accidents at work. So if you look at equality in a much bigger way, you find it's a much more complex picture than simply two people sitting next to each other and doing the same job.
I think you're talking specifically, though, there about women who choose to have children. So, like, you know, women who maybe choose to work part-time generally do so because they are doing the lion's share of the work at home with children.
That's probably true, but something like 94% of women in the world do have children, so you're talking about the majority of women there, and not all women choose to be at home with their children some of the time, and more men are house husbands, and there is more flexibility and more choice in that area, and that's all terribly good, actually. But yes, on the whole, that is one of the patterns. It's one of the things about doctors, for example. Certainly in the UK, it's marvellous to see so many women are now in medicine. Women are dominating in medical schools. There are more women studying medicine. But there's a certain amount of complaints that women GPs tend to choose to do more part-time work because they do want to be with their children. It's very complicated. I'm just trying to describe the situation rather than in any way comment, really.
Well, what would be your comment on feminism in Ireland in 2017? Do you think we're having a little bit of a moment in terms of feminism?
Well, I mean, I think that there's been a lot of development, and I think it's very, what I see is very good. You see lots of women in the public realm, and you see a lot of prominent political women, and that's all over, actually, as well. It's in Scotland, it's in England, it's in Germany. You've got more high-profile women in politics, and I think that's great. But I think there's still lots of problems, and
why are people afraid of it? Do you think people are afraid of feminism? It's become a bit of a dirty word sometimes.
Some women like to qualify. I think people cherry pick quite a lot, Susan. They say, well, I am a feminist in some ways. I mean, they will often say I'm in favour of equality. But again, I think if you drill down into equality, I think that's again quite becomes quite complicated, because quite often men and women do choose to do different things. So our people will say, they will choose one aspect of feminism, but maybe not another aspect of feminism. But that's fine, because it's a broad movement. It doesn't have to be. It's not like being a member of a club where you've got to sign,
You wrote an interesting column on the Harvey Weinstein scandal. Tell us about that. What was your take on all of that?
Well, I mean, he seems to be a rather odious person, but that, well, what he's done is odious. But that's been going on in Hollywood for quite a long time. I mean, there are sort of old Hollywood jokes about this. And it's interesting that it's coming out now. Maybe young women are more confident and more empowered. But I think some of the complaints that are coming out, they're rather dismaying. I think it's some of them are very petty. You know, somebody complains, is it Dustin Hoffman? He made a lewd joke in 1985. Well, I mean, this kind of is tilting over into returning women to kind of Victorian spinsters who, you know, are going to go into a swoon if they hear a dirty joke. You know, I mean, I find that very dismaying, actually. In fact, I think it's very negative about women. It's as though women have no empowerment of their own. And also from this picture, it is never suggested that women seduce people. And surely they do.
Have you?
I'm sure I've had a jolly good try.
But
in my salad days.
If you turn that on its head, though, I suppose, you know, maybe women are just not going to put up with this anymore. So it's not that, you know, a lewd comment or, you know, whatever, that we think it's much more offensive now, but we're just not going to lie down and take it as such.
Yes, but I think there's a question of proportion. You know, I mean, there's a difference between somebody who's extremely offensive, or with the Harvey Weinstein scenario, where the people's jobs depended upon being compliant to this sort of thing, to some petty remark that somebody made, or that somebody, I mean, President George Bush, first President Bush, is being reprimanded. He put his hand on some lady's derriere, you know, and he was in a wheelchair at the time. Well, I just think it's awfully sad that women who should be strong and powerful and magnanimous become so petty, you know?
So what do they do? Just slap his hand away?
Well, I would imagine that they can reprimand him there and then. But at the same time, I'm sure I dare say I've hugged people inappropriately, as they say. I mean, there used to be a thing in law called lex minimus, which is that the law does not concern itself with trifles. And there's a lot in human nature, which is simply the interchange of human nature. You know, Kingsley Amis, the author, he used to refuse to let women into clubs or into any institution, because he used to say women are trouble, they will make trouble for you. Now, if this goes on, we're going to go back to people like Kingsley Amis saying, oh, you know, you mustn't tell a naughty joke in front of a woman, she'll sue you for it. You know, there is a kind of intolerance, I think, in some of the more extreme reactions. I'm not talking about assault or.
Now, you cover lots of different things in the book. It's actually a great read. I've been looking through it. Am I a Feminist? Are You? Everything in there, from porn, equal pay, burkas, consent, everything, the whole lot.
Well, I mean, I think you always realise, Susan, when you've written a book, that you know, there's something that you've omitted, and I probably have omitted doing a little bit more focus on childcare, because I do think that is an important subject, and it's difficult to know what the solutions are, because, you know, it's a complicated...
It is complex.
It's a very complicated
Keep it for
thing.
The next book. Okay, we'll leave it there. That's Mary Kenny, and her book is Am I a Feminist? Are You?
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.